For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And I've been to the movies, not the theater, but to the movies, because I went to the opening day of In the Heights.
The famous Broadway musical by Lin-Manuel Miranda turned into a movie, and?
It's delightful. It's like substantially different from the musical, but delightful. He makes an appearance in it.
He's the Iceman, right?
He is the Iceman, which is adorable because the guy running the Mr. Softy ice cream truck, you know, the nemesis of the Iceman, is George Washington from Hamilton, which is a cute bit. And if you wait, after you see all the credits, there's an additional scene, and they have a scene together. So do wait through all of the credits. There are differences. They move Abuela's big number too late, giving it such impact. It's rather remarkable. Different characters. The Vanessa plot is very much built out. She's the beautiful girl that Usnave wants to dance, and Sonny, the cousin, fixes it up. And fewer than 10 lines, I think, from the original script. But one that makes it is Sonny says, you know, my cousin really wants to go out with you. And she says, can your cousin dance? And he responds, like a drunk Cheetah Rivera, from the play, still in the movie. But it goes into a little homage to Latin divas, beginning with Cheetah. Cheetah, Rita, Dolores, and the children offer Sotomayor, but there are several, and it's a delightful little bit. But it's a very pleasing movie. Then Lin-Manuel Miranda, partly promoting the movie, but also just promoting Broadway, did that rather remarkable stint on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, with members of the cast and members of the Hamilton cast and the Chicago cast and Kristen Chenoweth and Felicia Rashad, and just saying, Broadway's back, the theater's back. And then Shays had a rather fun announcement, and this has to do with the economic impact of the arts. I think people know that lots of people suffered financially and mentally over the past 15 months, but Shays had a rather nice announcement. The audience may not think it's a big deal, but it really is a big deal.
They put on a very nice press conference and invited some politicians who helped push through the Empire State Music and Theatrical Production Tax Credit, and talked about how that made it possible to tech not one, not two, as you might have think, but this year three different shows, which, as you well know, will have a huge economic impact on Buffalo.
It bears mention, though, in elaborating on, and the reason is, typically, the actors arrive the day before the show is to open in Buffalo, get in their hotels, and then just do the show, and then leave the day after it finishes. But in this case, because they need to rehearse and work out the tech for the show, they will be staying in hotels and eating in restaurants and all of these residual expenses of people spending money in the downtown area for between 3 and 6 weeks for each of these shows. A little less for Frozen, because it's already been out on the road, but more for To Kill a Mockingbird, which also has Richard Thomas.
John Boy.
John Boy will be playing Atticus Finch. And the third one is Tootsie. To get a visual idea of the economic impact of the theater. New York City, Midtown Manhattan, with the Broadway district, the Hell's Kitchen area. I went down there a week ago, and it is transformed by the fact that the theaters are closed. Because when the theaters closed, restaurants closed, hotels closed. If you consider that the New York Hilton Hotel, huge high-rise hotel diagonally across from Radio City Music Hall, closed, will reopen, but, and then restaurants that I've been going to for decades closed. And something that you don't consider is that, you know, you're walking in Manhattan and you see a restaurant owner or a shop owner hosing down the sidewalk in front of their store, or shoveling the snow, or picking up trash. Well, when that business is closed and the space is for rent, nobody comes in to do that. Trash collects. New York is filthy at the moment, as garbage is just floating around the streets. And it gets to such a point that people apparently think, well, if the street is dirty, I don't have to clean up after my dog anymore. I've never seen that in New York. You know, the economic impact of the arts is colossal, and it's wonderful to see it beginning to come back, and come back with a vengeance for Buffalo, which will benefit us.
Now, one of the things that had to be explained to some was, what exactly is tech? Because they went back through the list, and I believe they said Finding Neverland 2016, On Your Feet with Gloria Estefan 2017, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, I think that's what they said, 2018,
yes.
And Mean Girls,
yes,
2019.
And Mean Girls.
So what is tech?
Well, musicals, American musicals, tend to have a lot of technology. They have elaborate visual effects, sound, and that needs to be rehearsed. Just as actors need to rehearse, the technicians need to rehearse, because things go wrong technologically and you need to get them right. And some of these musicals will have hundreds and hundreds of cues there is so much going on in terms of sound, moving set pieces, light during the running of a show. And it seems effortless and it seems as if it just happens, but it doesn't. As you go into Shays and you see these men and women at big consoles with headsets, they are communicating with each other throughout the theater and with people backstage, with people under the stage to make sure that the show goes off without a hitch. And that is what tech is, and that is why it takes between 3 and 6 weeks to get it right. You know, just imagine Frozen recreating the magical moments of an animated film on stage, which Disney does quite successfully.
Oh, on the topic of Frozen, it was just rather amusing that every politician who got up to speak said that the number one show that he or she was looking forward to was Frozen. Apparently,
well, that's a sophisticated palate.
Have taken over Broadway.
You kind of wish they'd say To Kill a Mockingbird, don't you? Which is the Aaron Sorkin script. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous rendering of To Kill a Mockingbird, and Richard Thomas, one of the foremost actors of the American stage. I know that people probably think of him as John Boy and other television roles that he's had, but he is a formidable stage actor. I've seen him on roles ranging from Edward Albee's Tiny Alice to Richard II, just a remarkable actor, and I expect that he will be magnificent in this role of the charismatic and fatherly Atticus Finch. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.